Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is such a great pleasure to be with all of you here today again. My name is Brigitte Boyer, and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me, just as last time, is Ascended Master Saint Germain, who will use me again as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. As guests, we have Ascended Master Kusumi and Archangel Jophia, members of the second ray, who will bring through their messages in a little bit. And in general, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can certainly also contact me directly via email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. That can be a great support in times of transformation, and so I can only advise that it can help during these times of intensity. All the music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, his other recorded music and recorded events, or his services in general, please go to my resource tab on my website. So now let's begin with today's show. And you will find that each show is going to build on the previous one. So even so, today we are focusing on the second ray and illumination on the journey of transformation. You couldn't be on the path of allowing yourself to receive more illumination into all aspects of your life if you wouldn't also be working with the first ray, with that surrendering to your divine I Am presence. And I think one of the main questions that we always ask ourselves, you know, we have the ascended masters as our examples, and we so much desire to live a life more of peace and harmony, not so much drama, healthy, balanced, filled with love and joy. And so often we feel like we fall short of that. It can get so intense, and especially when you live in the Western culture where, you know, there's so much work and so much busyness and so much outer influences in form of media and form of so much going on, that it's difficult to maintain that inner sense of being connected to your divine I Am presence and allowing yourself to receive this illumination. And yet it is what we are driving for. It is what we really are compelled to figure out, especially those of you who listen to a radio show like this one. We are so deeply compelled to walk the path of ascension, to walk the path of transformation, to align ourselves with something greater than us, because we so deeply desire to bring love and light into the world, into our own world, and into the world around us. So the question is, what stops us from this illumination? Why is it so hard at times? And what I've found on my journey, that often it is certain thought patterns, certain belief systems that we hold, whether it's from society, from the way we grew up and what traumatic experiences we had growing up, but often we feel like we are left behind here on this planet Earth. We feel not very connected to many other humans because of the difference in thinking and the difference in feeling, and it can feel so lonely at times. And so we go into this pattern of separating ourselves from our humanness even. And then we create this struggle of maintaining this connection to our divine essence in the midst of being human. And in addition, then we suddenly get wake-up calls, physical sickness or something in our lives that doesn't work out. And we are like, why is this happening now? And yet, if we are willing to accept, fully accept, that we are an aspect of God, Source, Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is, we have to understand that nothing is an accident, that we are part of all that is, and that includes humanity, and that one of the greatest challenges we might face is how to bring illumination to our human self. And the only way you are going to bring illumination to your human self is by being willing to accept it and to slow down enough to listen to the messages given to you through your humanness. We might feel like work is really not the type of job that we want to do, or we have certain sicknesses that keep us in pain, or relationships that are not fulfilling. And yet there's a deeper message there. And we are so afraid to move into this place of stillness, because then suddenly we have to look at our pain. We have to look at the chaos. And we have to start making a different choice. And it can be frightening. It can be frightening when we look around and we see our house in chaos and we wonder, how did we ever get here? And yet bring it back to you. Where is it that you were not willing to bring healing to your own self, to bring love to your own self, to take the time to support your own self? And it sometimes starts with simply giving you 5 minutes, giving yourself 5 minutes to slow down, to tell the rest of the world that they can just do whatever they want to do, and to give yourself 5 minutes. You turn the phone off, you turn the TV off, you turn everything off, you light a candle, you put some nice music on, and you just sit for a moment, for 5 or 10 minutes. And then something amazing can happen. Because if you start to support yourself, if you start to give yourself those 5, 10 minutes, and I mean in these 5, 10 minutes, don't focus on, well, how can I be more in spiritual alignment now? What kind of meditation do I need to do? What can I do to be more in connection to the Ascended Masters? No, just give yourself 5, 10 minutes of stillness. Something amazing can happen. Your breathing can change. You can start feeling parts of your body again that you haven't felt in a long time, because you've been running and running and running and mostly running away from you. And so illumination starts when you slow down and you stop and you're willing to go into this place of stillness. And Archangel Jophia and Ascended Master Kusumi will gently guide you today into such a sacred place, a sacred place of accepting you for who you are, a sacred place of just simply being instead of doing. And through this time of beingness, through this time of being willing to say, I don't have to prove myself to anybody, not even myself, I don't have to do anything to be accepted, to be loved, I can accept and love myself just the way I am. Because the masters and the angels, they love you just the way you are. If you think that the hierarchy of light is judging you for not being good enough or not being connected enough or not hearing them enough, well, let me tell you, that is not the case. And I know some of you have been asking for the name of your guardian angel or the name of the master you're working with, and you've been asking, but simply allow yourself to just passionately be open to receive their essence, their name, and it will be revealed to you. I remember I used to be driving in the car to Newark Airport, 45 minutes in each direction, each day, had plenty of time. So I was always in communion with the masters and my guardian angel. And I didn't know the name of my guardian angel. So often I was singing because I really can't sing. And the only song that I was able to sing was Hits the Road Jack and Don't You Come Back No More. And so I was singing it and I was connecting to my guardian angel. And I never forget the very first channeled reading I got. This woman was bringing through the archangels, the big guns. And she said, oh, I don't know who this is, but there's this spiritual guide. No, he's an angel. No, he's a spiritual guide. And he really wants to come through to you. And he wants to let you know that you can call on him by saying, what's up, Jack? And you can get rid of him anytime you want to by telling him, hit the road, Jack. And for me, I mean, nobody knew I was singing that. It was such a great confirmation. And his message really was, you can call me anything you want to. I hear you. I hear you. I know you're there and I'm there with you and I'm there to support you. Call me Jack if you want to. Later on, it became someone totally different. And in the long run, it turned out to be Saint Germain then. So it starts off as a Jack or a Sam or a John or whatever works for you. But simply know that call them your holy guardian angel. They hear you and they're with you and they nurture you and they bring illumination to you if you just relax a little bit more and stop trying so much and just allow things to happen. So what we are going to do now, because I want to give a little bit more time to the masters and the angels today, I will introduce Saint Germain, as I always do, and then we are going right into connecting with the members of the second ray. And to be able to do that, we are going to play a small piece of Mike Snyder's music to create the alignment with Saint Germain. So enjoy, and when that is done, we are going to have Saint Germain present. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of great transformation. And it is truly a time of transformation, undeniably so, for humanity as a whole. You've all chosen to be here at this time of awakening to support Gaia and humanity in this process. And so we are very excited, all of us, for you to be willing to open yourself up further to the illumination of the divine essence within you. Often you feel you're reaching upwards and outwards, but in reality, you're also reaching deep within yourself to uncover that what is already there within you. And so the path of transformation is a path of releasing layers and layers of unwanted belief systems and emotional traumas that have kept you limited and restricted, making you think that you can only do certain things or that you are limited to a life of restrictions. But it is time for you to take back your place as a co-creator here on Earth. That is not only how you will change your own life around, but you will also be able to assist in bringing the new paradigm of love, peace, and greater joy here to Earth. And so we are very much going to focus on illumination. What does illumination mean to you? And how to achieve illumination into all aspects of your life. It is not simply about the second ray. Everything that we are talking about, you will soon find, is a merging of all the rays working together and in alignment with each other. So you cannot simply separate one ray from the other, but as you become aware of all aspects, it will be easier for you to utilize their support, to use it to guide you through difficult times or times of confusion so that you can release this confusion and come to a place of greater clarity and greater freedom. So with that, I'm going to turn the word over to my wonderful friend, Archangel Jophiel, as Ascended Master Kusumi will work on you directly through this time, on your crown chakra, on your Antahkarana, on your alignment with Divine Source. So you will feel throughout this radio show that work is being done on you directly. Allow that to happen. It is supposed to happen. So if you have any sensations, don't be surprised. That is members of the Hierarchy of Light assisting and supporting you on this process of transformation. Greetings, I am Archangel Jophiel, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time. All of this, all of what is happening here now, is in preparation for the 1111 star portal that is opening up next week. All of this is to prepare you to release what no longer serves you, to allow a greater vibration of love and light to enter every cell of your body, to enter your heart, to enter your mind, and to infuse yourself with an understanding that you are truly divinity in action. But for that to happen, you must find yourself at a place of absolute stillness. You can no longer allow yourself to be in this place of struggle where you question your human existence. Make peace with your humanness is the greatest message I can give you at this time. Your humanness is part of the divinity of all that is too. Your humanness is the temple that holds the illumined flame of God's source within you and within all that is here on earth. There is time for you now to begin a different relationship with your human self. And yes, my heart goes out to all of you who are going through physical illnesses. But ask yourself, within the physical pain you're experiencing within the human body, what is the message you've ignored listening to for such a long time. You've not allowed yourself to be nurtured, to be supported, starting by your own self supporting you. You've worried about everyone else. You've answered all the phone calls of other people reaching out to you. You've been a caretaker. You've been a mother or father, a friend to many, a supporter to many. And yet your body is saying to you, come back to me. Come to me. That is also Kusumi's message. Kusumi, come to me. And so come to me means slow down and come to yourself. And yes, in the beginning, when you come to yourself, you might first see all of those things that you don't like, all of those things that bring emotional pain to you. But that is based on your judgment, not our judgment, not the judgment of others, but your judgment. So what is it going to take for you to release that judgment? That judgment is what keeps you limited, what keeps you from receiving the greater illumination and clarity given to you by your divine essence, by your spiritual self. So ask yourself, when you find that you judge others, what is it really that you judge in yourself? Bring it back to you, as uncomfortable as it might be. But what you will find is that you've been very hard on yourself, consistently seeking perfection and doing your best to eradicate that what you think is imperfection. And yet, it is your imperfection that makes you so unique and so beautiful and such a beautiful flower with your own color, with your own radiance, within all the flowers, within all that is. Yes, you're an aspect of all that is, but you also hold a unique frequency, a unique tone, a unique color. Don't desire to eradicate that. Don't desire to change that by comparing yourself to others. But invite it, celebrate it. Celebrate your uniqueness. And your uniqueness might be that you have an accent. Your uniqueness might be that you are considered a nerd, as you, some of you so lovingly call yourself, by others. Your uniqueness might be your way of seeing the world that is very different from everybody else. And yet, there's beauty in that. This uniqueness is needed to complete all that is. Let me repeat that. Your uniqueness is needed to complete all that is. So what you're trying to change so much is only hindering you from being in a place of emptiness, awareness, and choice. And that are key aspects on your path of enlightenment and illumination. Emptiness, awareness, and choice. You empty yourself through your willingness to just be, to not have to do anything but to just be who you are. And who you are is divine illumination. That is the truth. You already are divine illumination. You've just forgotten it. You've just allowed the veils to cover up the truth of who you are. So when you stop struggling, when you simply allow yourself to be, you can witness your illumination, not only within yourself, but also in the world around you. But you can't witness it if you keep yourself too busy from seeing it, or if you're too afraid to really look. And yes, when you look, you have to first look at that what you haven't paid attention to. The pain you haven't paid attention to, your surroundings you haven't paid attention to, your own life you haven't paid attention to. But as you do, you can begin to make some new choices. And you do not have to bring about the change alone. We are here to support you in this process. All of us, all the members of the Hierarchy of Light, all the angels, all the masters, all the divine beings, all of the galactic masters, we are all here to support you to move to a place of acceptance of your own divinity in your unique way. And so I invite you now to take a couple of deep breaths, and breathing is extremely powerful in this process of illumination. As you take a deep breath in and out, it will settle you. It will slow you down. It will calm your nerves down. And it will give you something to focus your mind on. Envision the in-breath and out-breath truly being in alignment with the in-breath and out-breath of God, Source, Creator, all that is. Because since you're an aspect of that, you too are the in-breath and the out-breath of God. So feel that rhythm. Feel the ebb and flow. And if you truly understand it within your own self, how can you then judge it outside of yourself? The day and night, the winter and the summer, Mercury retrograde or Mercury moving in the right direction, whatever it is, there is that rhythm in everything, action and non-action. Sleeping and being awake. And so often you begin to become nervous when you're not in action, when you're not moving, when you're not doing something. And yet there are times where that is exactly required of you, non-movement. Can you imagine what life would be like if you would not sleep at all? You wouldn't be able to function throughout the day. So allow yourself the time to rest and to go within, not only while you're sleeping, but also at different times throughout your life. And your body will call you to it. Just listen and just trust it. Because it is in these times of stillness that great transformation can take place, that a greater light can be given birth to, that you can gain a clarity about the path you're on and the expression of the divine that you choose to be in alignment with your heart and fueled by your passion. But you can only do that through slowing down and calming your mind down through the breath, and to reach within and through your heart portal outwards. Reach out now. And I could certainly take you to one of the etheric temples of the second ray. But let's expand on that. Reach out to the portal of the sun. the sun being such a source of life force and illumination. And allow your consciousness to become one with the sun. And feel the pulsation, the heartbeat of the sun. And the magnetic force it creates. It knows its power, its essence. And therefore the sun can hold the planets in its orbit. And you too, once you know your divine essence, you can use the law of attraction to bring to you the reflection thereof, to bring to you love, joy, peace, and abundance. But you must feel it without a doubt within you. And so connect to the sun, be one with the sun, feel the endless power within that radiant light, as that same essence is within you too. And so as you find yourself in the sun, in that radiance, open yourself up even further. Open yourself up to be now in direct line with God, Source Creator, with the true illuminated self that is your illuminated self, that is so vast and so all-knowing that as you open yourself up to that, it can pour into you, into your consciousness, and from your consciousness in direct lineage all the way down to your physical body that you've left behind. And so, be in this place of receptivity that you can only be through stillness, through openness, through emptiness. And as you now receive the download of the second ray activation, become aware that it is also within you already in existence. It is an awakening, a reminder of who you are. And as we do this, we are going to play another piece of Mike Snyder's music. Maintain that alignment. Now that you're still receiving, until I lead you back into your body. So just be receptive to the activation of the second ray that is illuminating your mind, your consciousness, your heart, and your whole physical being at this time. And now that the downloading of the second ray activation will continue for the next 24 hours to support you in receiving that what is necessary for you to have within you in awareness for your path of enlightenment. You will find great clarity coming to you at different moments in time. Do not force it. Allow it to take place. It is always about allowance. And make some very clear choices as to what you want to participate in and what no longer serves you. So now slowly bring your consciousness all the way from the sun back through your crown, into your heart, into your body. And simply feel the radiant golden yellow light that is filling you up, filling up every part of your body. And I advise you very much to use this type of reconnection in the days ahead, for your own sanity, for your own sake, for your own support. Sit in a chair. Take a few deep breaths. Reach out with your consciousness through your heart, through your crown, and connect your consciousness with the consciousness of the sun. Feel its radiance touching you. Feel the life force that is being given to you through this connection. And then open yourself up further to your spiritual self or to God, source, creator, all that is in its purest form. And bring it into you without judgment, without expectations. And that is key too. Release expectations. Often we watch you desiring to have greater psychic abilities, to see more, to hear more. But now that you are perfect just the way you are, and you will open up further in the days ahead, but you will open up as it is appropriate for your path. Stop working so hard. Stop pushing so hard. And allow yourself to unfold just like a beautiful lotus flower knows when to open up more petals and when to close. You too will open up more of your aspects in due time. Be patient, have faith, and live in the knowing that you are truly loved, that you're not alone, and that you are being supported in this process of awakening. Also be reminded that you're not simply here on earth to ascend, but you're here on earth to tread a path so that others can walk it too. You are, in your own unique way, a way shower. You are, in your own unique way, a spiritual leader. And again, the key word is in your own unique way. So stop comparing yourself to others. Stop questioning your abilities. And simply know that when the time is right, doors will close and other doors will open for you. It is the process of awakening and transformation. And you are very much part of that. So stop worrying about not being ready or missing the boat. You are ready and you're not going to miss the boat. You're exactly where you need to be. And when something doesn't work out immediately, it's not because you failed, but simply because it wasn't time yet. So be at peace is your own self. And when you have physical problems, ask yourself, what is it you don't want to feel or hear? Often, the physical problems you have is because you're impatient with yourself. It is because you have not supported yourself. And as much as you say that you don't know why certain things are happening to you, you do know. You actually do know. You're simply not willing to accept it. So the clarity you're seeking, it is already there. It asks you to be more honest with yourself. It asks you to come more from an authentic place within. Yes. It also will ask you another level of vulnerability. Because as you are empty and open to receive a higher vibration of love and light into all aspects of your life, it does mean that you have to be willing to be vulnerable. But as long as you have trust and faith in your connection with us, as long as you fully understand that you're part of something greater, then you know that any resources you need, any support you need, will be given to you if you allow it. If you allow it. And if you stop being afraid that if you allow yourself to receive, then there's going to be too great of a repercussion. Receive. And don't expect to receive only in one way. Be open. There are many, many ways you can receive support on your chosen path. Always ask yourself what you're most passionate about, what it is that you most love, and follow that path. Don't be afraid of it. We want you to succeed. The key is you need to want to really succeed within your human body, with the acceptance of your human vessel. That's what holds your spirit here on earth. And with that, now that I'm with you, even so I'm going to step back now, but I'm always with you, and I'm always here to illuminate your path if you call on me. I am Archangel Jophia, and my love, my deep, deep love, and my light, and my passion is with you, always. And so settle within your body one more time. Feel the light, the illumination moving into all aspects of you. And remember the in-breath and the out-breath of God, Source Creator. That is what you're part of. Namaste. And I give the word now back to Brigida. Well, thank you, Archangel Jophia. Thank you, Saint Germain. And yes, we are gearing up to a very powerful time next week when we experience something like the 1111 portal. It is not something to take lightly. We are being prepared for this, and many of us have felt in the last few weeks a certain intensity of things leaving our life, other things opening up. So there is much transformation happening. So I invite you to even listen to this if you need to more often to help you in being open when the time comes to receive that higher vibration of love and light in auspicious times like the 1111 portal or at the winter solstice. They are always auspicious times where the veil is thinner and where we can receive great support from the hierarchy of light to move us even further on our path of awakening. So I thank you all for being part of our show today. I know this will help you on your path of enlightenment. I am very much looking forward to being with all of you again next week when we celebrate the 1111 Gateway. St. Germain will take us on an inner journey, crossing the threshold into that 1111 vibration, because it should be a celebration. It is something very beautiful, nothing to be afraid of. And once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. I'm filled with gratitude for all of you who are listening to this show. I hope the next week will be filled with love, joy, and happiness for you. And my love goes out to all of you. Blessings to all. I am Brigitte Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. And it is so. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.